Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, good morning, Upstate. This is the Tara Show, but it is also Memorial Day weekend, hence Tara is not here. The Ingalls Markets talk line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307.
Viva el Presidente!
Good morning again, sir.
I want to tell you a story.
Okay.
So I have taken up the keeping of bonsai.
I've seen that on your social media pages there.
Do you want to know what the hardest part about keeping bonsai is?
I desperately want to know what the hardest part about keeping bonsai is.
You have to let the tree get to the position of you monkeying with it. You don't need to do it. You don't need to wire it or trim it until it is time to do that. That's the hard part of it, having the patience to let the tree grow. They're not, you know, they're not genetically different from anything. If I pulled them out of the pot and stuck them in the ground, they grow to be a full-size tree.
Right.
The key here is to prune them and shape them to where they basically mature in a miniature state. That's the hard part. I'm looking at some of these texts, and there's some people out there that are, you know, they're coming at me saying, well, you know, it's been said that Sandy Hook was a staged event, and this seems to look like a staged event. I kind of think this is a rational mind trying to come to grips with evil. And I think the hardest part about this is waiting for the facts to reveal themselves versus getting out here and trying to figure out why on earth this would happen.
Okay, now I get your relationship between the bonsai story and the shooting. Yes, okay, all right.
So, I mean, what do you think?
I think you're absolutely right, and I think that's one thing that we and I mean the media and also mean politicians, those in positions of leadership, need to sometimes wait and not immediately react to a situation. The first thing you need to do in a situation like this is obviously to try to stop the situation from going any further, tend to those who are injured, and deal with the aftermath thereof. Then do your after-action report before you start coming to conclusions about what must be done right now.
Yes.
And that is too much of what we do in this country is knee-jerk reactions to incorrect accounts of what has happened.
Well, it's trendy. It's trendy to be outraged and do something.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Without
yeah.
having all of the yeah. facts to go with it.
Absolutely, yeah.
And here's the problem. This has to be approached the same way going in after this guy should have been approached. I know that some, I'm going to just try to be empathetic here and say probably a lot of those cops when they got there, it came to mind that if they go in there on him, they might get shot. That's a very difficult thing to do. That's a very difficult thing to say to somebody. Go in there, you might get shot.
Mm-hmm.
They're just people. They're not superhumans or anything. You know, there's no vitamin you can take to become superhuman cop or something. So.
Well, and we don't know what their orders were at that time to begin with, because
correct.
This is a top-down organization like U.S. military,
right?
Where you have orders and you have
policy.
You have policy, and you have rules of engagement.
Yep.
And you were also talking about an environment where there is the potential for innocent civilians, collateral damage, however you want to put this, where that possibility exists. Now, I can completely understand the feeling of these parents that are out there saying, why are you sitting around out here waiting? I can completely understand that.
Well, I mean, it comes down to this with that particular sort of thing when it's happening that fast, and it's happening fast. I mean, that guy was given an hour. That's 60 minutes. If he'd had room to move and barricaded himself, we might have been talking about the school being shot if he had that much ammo. The entire school.
Well, apparently, what I have seen is he dropped his ammo pack outside.
Okay, there's another detail I didn't
see. In fact, I actually saw this on the UK Daily Mail, because, as Tara says, we have to go to foreign media sources to get...
Let's go to England to get the news.
Yeah, exactly. Good grief. Yeah. But apparently, from what the UK Daily Mail was reporting, that his engagement, which didn't happen with the school resource officer, which wasn't there, which we were told was there.
Yeah.
But apparently there was he did have some ammo with him and left that in a backpack outside as he entered the building. So, but once again, if that is true, there's so many ifs. I am, you know, still going to, I mean, obviously we're going to do some immediate reaction to this from the information we have. But, you know, trying to, you know, withhold complete and final judgment until we've got all the details.
There's a couple things we know. We know this shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
We know there's no closure.
And there's a lot of dead children and two dead teachers.
And there's no closure for the nation. There's no closure for their families. No, there will never be anything that makes this better.
No, there's not. And you never get over this. You get through it.
Yeah.
That's what happens in any untimely death.
At best,
anyone has to deal with.
At best, I mean, that one teacher, her husband had a heart attack and died. Now,
2 days later,
all of their children are
four children
orphaned.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's tragedy like this touches a lot further out than where it actually strikes.
But, oh, absolutely. And the toll that it takes on these families for the rest of their lives. I mean, losing a child like that in a situation like that. You know, the impact that will have on relationships between husbands and wives and siblings and others and the other, you know, psychological and post-traumatic stress that is going to go on with that will go on for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. But from our viewpoint, from my viewpoint, my being incensed at this has more to do with the fact that we have seen this happen. We know why it happens.
Yeah.
And we haven't done anything to correct that.
Well, and also, and this is one point I've brought up with Tara on several occasions, and this is not to try to dismiss anything that is done, but this literally, though, is a local issue.
Yep.
This is a local issue. This is not an attack that happened broadly across this country that every one of us were immediately and impacted by, and you know that our families have any immediate impact, and that our government or our locality, this is an individual situation of an individual that did a horrible, horrific, demonic thing that is going to have to be dealt with locally, and as all of these individual situations are. And we want to act like that because something really, really bad happens to a lot of people in one specific geographic location, that we as a nation have got to do something.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And but it like you said, though, it is local.
Yes.
It is dependent on what's going on within the various states.
Yes.
And this kid was still, I guess, a product of some education system because he wasn't going to graduate. That was why he got in an argument with his grandmother. Or so I've heard. That might change later on down the road. Yeah. But I think the important part here for us to sit here is we're trying to suss out. One, we got to keep, we can't just let it drop the next time something big and shiny pops up in front of our faces. Two, we got to do something about it. And we can't let them rest until they do something about it. And if it's going to be local, and if a government says, well, no, we're not going to do that because we're just not going to do that, then you know. You know, if you go into a school board and demand your children be protected, and they say, well, we have a school resource officer. Yeah, on a 20-acre campus with three floors, numerous hallways, you know, got to get in there and demand what you can demand. See what we can get out of it. As always.
Viva el Presidente!
No doubt about it. I Lee Rogers for All Master Being of Time, Space, and Dimension. When we get back, let's talk about some of the unanswered questions. You are listening to 106.3 WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Ingalls Market Talk Line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. So I had mentioned the five stages of an active shooter, and I'm not, as I when you look at these, I'm sort of thinking that Ramos, he had some other stuff going on. But just, see, these kinds of events are not spontaneous. This is not something where somebody snaps. This is a cumulative effect, just so you know. So, first stage is the fantasy stage. This is where the shooter has daydreams of the shootings. He daydreams about the news coverage. He might draw pictures of the event. He might make web postings. Sometimes they'll discuss what they want to do with friends and enemies. And if news of these fantasies are shared, you could pass them on to law enforcement. Then it becomes largely a matter of what are they going to do about it. Nicholas Cruz was interviewed prior to this. The guy in Buffalo, he was interviewed prior to his event. Elliot Rogers in Isla Vista, he was interviewed prior to his event. So, yeah, this got turned in on people, and nothing was done about it. But this is a stage where if there's actual intervention, you can stop this kind of thing prior to it occurring. Number two is the planning stage. And this is where they're going to decide on the who, what, when, where, and how. And then he's going to put his plan down in writing. Now, we don't know if he's done this yet. I'm sure we'll find other things, other posts. Maybe it's now it's a social media thing. I don't know. He will quite often discuss these plans with others and seek out an accomplice. He's going to plan the time and location to ensure the most victims, or in some cases, to target specific victims. He's going to figure out what he's going to need to do it and where he's going to get them. And then he's going to decide how to travel to the target area and how to dress to conceal his weapons without arousing suspicion. And once again, in a good world, in a perfect world, if people are made aware of this, maybe there can be an intervention here. Number three is the preparation stage. This is where we're going to start gathering material. If he wants to have an IED, he might be getting some gunpowder. He might break into his grandfather's house to steal some weapons and ammunition for an event. He might stockpile pre-positioned weapons and explosives for the assault. He might train by shooting them regularly and testing explosive devices. He might conduct surveillance at the target location, like in Buffalo. And active shooters have been known to call friends and tell them not to go to school or work on the scheduled day of the attack in an effort to keep them out of the line of fire. That was what Klebold and Harris did in Columbine as they were going into the school to start their rampage. They told people that they liked to go home. Once again, there could be citizen intervention here, law enforcement. Then there, number four, the approach stage. This is a very dangerous stage. We've gone past the planning, and now we're just waiting to implement. He will be walking or driving or riding towards his intended target, armed with his tools of death. Contact with the soon-to-be active shooter could come in the form of a traffic stop, a citizen call, or a stop and frisk. And this could lead to an arrest of the suspect before he brings down a multitude of victims, if you catch him. Now, Adam Lanza killed his mother before he went on his rampage. This guy shot his grandmother in the face before he went on his rampage. So his rampage went, before he actually got to his site, he was actually in the implementation stage. And the implementation stage is, of course, the deadliest stage. As soon as he opens fire, there is no more outreach for him. There is no more trying to stop him from doing what he's doing because it's in motion and now you got to stop what is going on. There's no more intervention. There's only disruption. The sooner law enforcement or a citizen intervenes with an effective, efficient act of courage, the fewer casualties you will have. In Wisconsin, a principal died, but he did successfully stop an active shooter. There's always going to be a risk in doing anything, but the greatest risk is when you don't do nothing. When you do nothing, all the risk comes to the front. And now we will go to the unanswered questions. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Ingalls Markets talk line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. On the text line, I'm being asked if anybody's brought up MK Ultra. Now, MK Ultra was real. There's a lot of people think that that was not real. The problem with MK Ultra is that MK Ultra is a process. I don't know how long the process takes. because the files to the process were destroyed by then CIA Director Richard Helm in 1973 when the Rockefeller Commission and the Church Committee got a hold of them. When they found out about the program, they destroyed the record. So we don't really know, I don't really know, actually how long it takes to implement MKUltra. I would think it takes a bit of time because MKUltra was a combination of electric shock and hypnosis and psychoactive drugs and all these, which had to be administered, and then the person had to be broken down. And it was really originally designed to be an interrogation technique. But when they figured out what it actually would do, who knows what would be going on if it hadn't been destroyed. But there's some information out there that was declassified in January or sometime in 2001. I don't remember what it was, when it was, or whatever it was. But no, and this is why I haven't brought up MKUltra, and I don't think anybody should bring up MKUltra. We just don't know. And I don't think it is a positive thing to do to sit here. And there is, first of all, there's no positive thing to do here. There is none. We just got to wait. We have to wait for the facts to come out. We have a moment in time where we can demand real change, which is not gun control, but turning schools into a hard target. That's real change. And it should be made, that should be a national policy, because some of these school districts won't do it. Hypocritically, Steve Kerr, he's a head coach for some NBA team. He's out there. Now, he's been behind BLM. The entirety of the NBA has been behind BLM and Antifa and defund the police. And yet, also in with that, he also wanted the police kicked out of the Oakland school district. And then he wants gun control. You cannot have a society where you pull back law enforcement, you disarm the subjects, you let the criminals run loose, and then say, we got to do something about this crime. You can't do that. That's just not happening. I'm being asked one problem. What crime is committed before they step on campus? Well, he shot his grandmother in the face before he stepped on campus. So that was a crime. That was a crime. And he did need to be pursued. He did need to be stopped. But, once again, like I said, we can ask all kinds of questions. We don't know yet about why the cops... We don't know the full story about why the cops... We know there was no resource officer to engage him. I got a text about... My understanding is the resource officer was disarmed. Well, a resource officer that is disarmed is not a resource officer. It's not a police officer. There's no such thing as a disarmed guard. That's not a new lesson. That's not a new lesson. In 1983, in Beirut, when they blew up the Marine Corps barracks, a bunch of Marine Corps guards with weapons, with no ammunition, watched the truck drive by. They were not on guard. They were standing a post. They were not capable of repelling an attack because they had no tool to do so. So, you know, we're going to hear conflicting reports. We're going to hear that a bunch of cops rushed inside. We're going to hear all of them remained outside. And we just got to wait for it to unwind. But in the meantime, there are some things that are still readily apparent here that could be changed that would make all the difference in the world. And we're not doing it. And I'm going to say it again. With the Democrats, it's like they have a rapid response team on wait for the next time the next outrage shooting occurs. Now, the problem that they were having with Buffalo was that this was a, he was a Caucasian, but at the same time, police knew about him. He was known, and yet he still got in there. He should have been red flag. They have red flag laws in place in New York State. He bought a New York compliant AR. He turned it into a regular AR with a power drill. I'm pretty sure he didn't have any machine. He just knew what part to hit on it. So that wasn't really getting what they wanted out of it. So here we have a bunch of children murdered. And this is going to be where this is the hill they're going to die on. So they want gun control. They don't care how many children die until they get their gun control. Gun control won't stop this. It won't stop this. It won't stop mental health issues. It won't stop evil. It will stop you. It will stop you from being able to get a gun. Because they don't, they can get out there and say, well, all we need is this. We need universal background checks. That is the same thing as saying a gun registry. Because a universal background check means that if you own a gun, here in South Carolina, if you own a gun, you can sell it to whoever you want, whenever you want, without asking them anything. And that's legal. It doesn't matter who they are. You're not on the hook. But there's no way to track that unless you have a gun registry, which that's never going to happen. Red flag laws. They've had numerous opportunities to flag people, and they didn't. And look what happens. Red flag laws, all they do is take away the tool. They leave the perpetrator on the street. How does that solve the issue? Because once again, the weapon is what's between their ears. Banning guns and repealing the Second Amendment. That's just a logistical impossibility. On the text line, addressing social issues can come later. There's going to be some states that don't want to do what should be done. Some people are so against police and so against weapons that they'll do anything to keep it out of there just so they can say, we've done what we can to make it safe here. We've done everything that needs to be done until that moment it explodes in their face. And then the first thing they're doing is calling a guy with a gun. They're calling a cop. So they have to be forced to comply, I guess. I don't know. For their own good. But that's the only thing that I know definitively at this moment is that since Columbine, we should not have had another one of these incidents. And we've had way too many since then. One child murdered in an incident like that is one too many. And at the same time, the hypocrisy of these people grabbing guns, or want to grab guns, the same thing that happened between the Buffalo grocery store and this Robb Elementary School is going to happen in Chicago this weekend. And some of the people that are going to get hit are not going to be gang members. They're going to be bystanders. Nothing being done about that either. Because once again, all these stats are built to disarm you. They are giddy every time this happens. I'm going to shift for a moment. When we get back, I'm going to tell you about a move I'm making for myself. You're listening to 106.3 WORD. The Ingalls Market Talk Line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning Text Line, 71307. Let's go to the phones. Shelby. Yes, what can I do for you?
Hello, Bill. Excuse me. Hey, I was thinking, these guys hit these doorways, they're kill funnels, basically, and they hit these doorways and they got shot and they backed off and then they set a perimeter. and all this, which wastes a lot of time. And I was wondering, why doesn't some one of these armor companies invent basically a shield that you could carry, like a layered Kevlar or something, you know?
They have them.
Like they're shaped as a V to where you can enter the door and the bullets will, you know, won't take the impact of the bullet. They will glance off to the sides, and you could have a team of two or three guys, you know, going behind it, and then...
Well, they have shields that look like a section cut out of a big 55-gallon drum that they walk behind that are... They are ballistically superior to the rounds being fired at them. They do have them, but right. The thing is, you got to have them when you get there.
Got to have them when you get to what I was thinking of one made out of a layered Kevlar or something where they could have one available light enough to carry and get access to, you know, quicker.
Well, yeah. But I mean, here's the big problem with all of this. All of these police departments, where they're equipped, that's all based upon their budget. Their training is based upon their budget. The kind of technique they learn is based upon their budget. So if they don't have the budget for it, like in New York Police Department, they got 25,000 cops.
Right.
They generate 28,000 rounds of practice brass per month, but not everybody is shooting every month, and they only have to qualify twice a year.
Right.
And they are so lightly trained, the ones that carry Glocks, they have something called the New York trigger, where the trigger pull on a standard Glock is 5.5 pounds. The trigger pull on the New York PD, NYPD Glock is 12 pounds.
Holy crap, that kind of makes it inaccurate, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, because you're pulling the trigger pull that you're having to exert is three times the weight of the gun loaded.
Yeah,
and
you're fighting it.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's because the pool of people that they have to draw from to populate the NYPD, they're not like you that grew up shooting squirrels with their uncle and going deer hunting when they were 13 years old. They've never been around a gun. The first time they've ever been handed a gun was in the NYPD Police Academy.
Right.
So it all comes down to their budget.
Yeah,
and that's the sad part.
I'll bet you get a lot of people volunteering stuff for things like that if it was advertised.
If it was advertised, yes. But I mean, there's a bunch of programs out there today. I mean, in Texas, 30% of the schools in Texas are manned by armed teachers. They're volunteers.
Right.
They're trained to a higher level as far as their marksmanship than cops. They're trained in combat trauma. And nobody dares mess with them because they got signs outside saying, come inside at your own risk. It's not a gun-free zone. So it doesn't take money to do this, to equip these cops. What I'm saying is that we should make these schools a hard target to where the cops aren't needed.
Right. My grade school my granddaughter goes to here in Arizona has fencing around it. You have to ring in at the gate to get in.
Yep.
It's a pretty good deal. And you know, you're right, too, but the weapon is between their ears.
Yes.
And like I said, I'm 63 years old, and when I was in high school, we always had, all of us had rifles in our trucks and our cars, and, you know, dub and quail season, we had our shotgun and our deer rifle.
Well, you were a senior when I was a sophomore, and all of my buddies went deer hunting before school, too. So I'm running out of time there.
Okay.
Thank you for the call, though. That's all true. So, I'm just going to tell you before we flip. I decided to make a change in my life based upon a reunion I went to on May the 14th. And where I wanted to do it, I couldn't do it. But there's a place here in the upstate where I get to do it. And it is the class of its type of facility in the upstate or in the state of South Carolina, for that matter. And we're going to talk to the guy that runs it, that is going to help me realize my goal. That when we get back, you're listening to 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.